This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal prosecutor says an upgraded indictment is likely against two of Rudy Giuliani's associates. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
An upgraded indictment in the criminal case against two men with ties to Rudy Giuliani is likely, according to a federal prosecutor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Douglas Zollkind said at a pretrial hearing Monday, a superseding indictment is being evaluated by prosecutors. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were arrested in October on charges they used foreign money to make illegal campaign contributions. During a recent Fox News interview, Giuliani said Parnas and Fruman helped him find people as Giuliani tried to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. I'm Mike Gracia.
A U.S. appeals court has issued a setback to the Trump administration's plans to restart federal executions next week after a 16-year hiatus. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Monday upheld a ruling that blocks the federal government's plan to resume those executions. The Justice Department has asked the court to lift a lower court injunction and pave the way for a federal execution planned for next week to take place. Attorney General William Barr has said he would take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would impose tariffs on Argentina and Brazil, accusing those countries of hurting American farmers through currency manipulation. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday that he would place the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the two South American countries, surprising the officials. The two countries were among a group of nations that Mr. Trump exempted from tariffs in March of 2018 after they agreed to quotas. Brazil's government said in a statement it was already in discussions with Washington. Argentina's production minister said that it was unexpected, but he would seek talks with U.S. officials. This is VOA News. Congress has been notified that the Trump administration has been holding on to some military aid for Lebanon. The money was released to Lebanon last week. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The Trump administration has quietly released $105 million in military aid to Lebanon that it had been holding up for reasons that are still unclear. There's no indication the money was held up for political favors. A senior State Department official said there were questions about the efficacy of U.S. aid to the Lebanese armed forces. The aid was unfrozen last week without fanfare. Congress was notified in writing on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The talks on climate change continue in Madrid in stark warnings that soon it may be too late to prevent catastrophic consequences of global warming. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Spanish capital.
Known as COP25, the 2 weeks of talks here in Madrid aim to push countries to deepen their greenhouse gas cutting commitments so global warming is capped at no more than 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. The meeting also aims to finalize rules for implementing the 2015 Paris Climate Pact. Key areas include emission trading rules and compensating poorer countries hit by climate change.
We're demanding that big industrialized countries, the polluters, honor their engagements.
The U.S. federal government has announced it will pull out of the Paris Agreement by next November. But some American states and cities have not given up on the pact, and a U.S. congressional delegation was at Monday's opening. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Madrid.
Separate airstrikes in Syria suspected of being carried out by the Syrian government, and Turkey killed at least 20 people, according to the activists there. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said one of the airstrikes believed to be carried out by the Syrian government hit a popular market in the northwestern rebel-held town, killing 13 civilians. The Syrian civil defense, comprised of first responders, put the death toll at 9 civilians. A second market in the nearby town was also hit by airstrikes, killing several people, according to the activists. Syria's northwestern region is the last major area controlled by Syrian rebels after more than 8 years of civil war. The area has become home to hundreds of thousands of people who fled other parts of Syria during a conflict. A powerful but slow-moving winter storm slammed into the northeast Monday, closing schools, offices, and canceling flights. It moved east across the country over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend and making travel near impossible, contributing to at least 11 deaths. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.